This is episode 5 in our series on reinventing account analysis, and today we'll focus on real-time account analysis. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz, Director of Sales at SunTech, and joining us today is our distinguished guest, Dan Gill, who is currently the banking industry principal at SunTech. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sam.
Dan, this discussion is extremely timely, having just completed a survey along with American Banker and Arzent on the topic of real-time account analysis. So before we get into the real-time part of the discussion, I thought it would help to pull a few findings from our research to set the context. One is, in general, banks' approach to account analysis has gone, almost unchanged for the past 50 years or so. And two, there seems to be a clear gap between the challenges that corporate banking customers face and those that banks are actually addressing. So with that said, I'd love to get your perspective on how account analysis has changed over the years.
Like you said, account analysis has, for the most part, been the same for decades. And most people just view it as a bill for the services charged. The problem with it is such a major event within the bank trying to gather all the volumes together and apply the appropriate pricing. And for those reasons, it's something that is presented to the customer well in arrears of when the services actually took place, to where with visibility into that, you might be able to take some actions on either side of the fence, either on the treasury side or the bank side. And because of this great delay, about the only thing account analysis is used for is kind of an audit of the service charges. So its only real usefulness is to cause disputes and battles, if you will, between treasury customers and their banks. And so our idea and the idea of real-time account analysis is that we've seen just about everything else in the bank go to a real-time or near real-time process. And if we were able to bring some of that technology and capability alongside account analysis, we could really transform it into a very useful tool for the treasury customers as well as for the banks.
Excellent. That's interesting, Dan. Part of the research also highlighted along those lines that a more connected and effective account analysis function can really unlock enormous benefits for customers and commercial banks alike. So can you give some examples of how real-time account analysis would benefit treasury customers?
In other surveys, and along our survey was mostly with bankers, but in surveys of treasury folks, one of the greatest needs that they show is the ability to do accurate cash forecasting, right? Much of the treasurer's world focuses on this idea of being able to forecast cash and then deploy it as needed on a timely basis. And time is all about that, right? So we see more ways in banks to actually do the cash forecasting. But if you think about these transactions that are ending up being billed on that monthly, typically monthly statement that's coming out, if the system that's generating those bills, rather than waiting a whole month to aggregate all of the transactions and to aggregate and apply earnings credit to the balances, if those could be made visible to the treasury customer, we now give them the ability to not only forecast their balance positions for normal cash management purposes, but also to do it for, let's say, earnings credit or hard interest purposes. So they could actually make plans to keep a certain amount of balances, let's say, in an account for the second half of the month so that they achieve a certain level of earnings to offset all the service charges if that's their desire, or so that they receive a certain level of hard interest if that's what they desire. Or as we talked about in a previous episode, perhaps they're trying to accumulate carbon credits with green ECR and they're going to use it for something like that. When I have that visibility as at the treasury level of the information that will ultimately end up on the account analysis statement, I really give myself some agility to be able to take actions that benefit me. And it really glues me to that banking partner that can give me that capability.
Yeah, I could see how that real-time element can really benefit the treasury customers. Is really a goldmine of information. Now, what about the bank itself? What is driving them to move to a more real-time world, and you know, how are they approaching that?
Yeah, I think it comes down to those two things we keep ending up focusing on, and that is agility and the ability to see the information quickly. So it's transparency, it's agility, and it's speed, right? So now, instead of having all of that information and sort of having that once a month day where the bank finally gets gathered together all of the customers' usage, their balance positions, and so on, again, we're actually seeing the statement sort of grow across the month. Now, then with a system like Suntex Accelerate, I can then watch it for issues. So, for instance, I can see when a customer all of a sudden is having either abnormal transactions or their balance positions are in a different place, and I can actually offer them things to help. I can offer them perhaps a different transaction to use instead of what they're using. With real time, I get the ability to see everything that's going on as it's happening, which maybe is happening in other places in the banks, but from a billing perspective, it's really a challenge without that. And so it's that visibility into it so that I can be a more nimble banker, so that I can offer different things to my customers that are going to help them. And again, so that I glue them to me, so that those customers choose my bank as their lead relationship.
I love it, Dan. It's clear that banks really have an opportunity to unlock, you know, tremendous value with real-time account analysis, you know, to better serve their customers, as you said, improve operations, agility, transparency. And if you're a bank that wants to learn how real-time account analysis can benefit your team, you know, feel free to reach out to myself, Dan, or suntechgroup.com. Stay tuned for our next episode on implementing hybrid interest accounts and account analysis. Dan, really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sam.